Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, Lake Erie was out, obviously, because we didn't have any cold weather that extended in order for the ice to solidify. The smaller lakes, Chautauqua, and then further inland, Oneida Lake near Syracuse and everything else had ice fishing. But Lake Erie was out this year, and I'm sure it cost a lot of local distributors or tackle stores a lot of money in ice augers and special tackle and whatnot for ice fishing.
Yeah, because you don't need to be, out there on the ice to even just driving past. If you're on the 190, you can see people down out on the river. You can see people out on the lake. How popular ice fishing is here. I mean, there's a ton of people in Buffalo who love to do it.
They sure do. Matter of fact, it's been even though the water's been open and, you mentioned about seeing boats and everything else, some of the guides, Captain Ted Kessler down in the Lower Niagara River, said it's a blessing and a curse because he doesn't have to deal with ice coming down the river, but he does have to deal with the murky water because we don't have ice covered during the winter, and that those waves are stirring everything up. It sends the mud down and it shuts them down because the steelhead and various trout that they fish for down there don't like it when it's muddy.
Is it a situation right now where you kind of look at it and you're still holding out hope to get out there at some point this year, or by now have you just kind of written everything off?
Yeah, it's not going to happen this year. We're already getting warmer temperatures. I think it's in the 40s today. It's supposed to cool down again. And there's barely even any shoreline ice. There's a little bit along the shore, so that won't happen. And it's good for me because in the last few years we have to deal with the dreaded ice boom that NIPA puts out in order to stop ice from coming down the river, but it also hurts the fishing industry in Buffalo. In the last few years, charter captains have been dealt tens of thousands of dollars of losses because of the ice boom and NIPA having it in place. So this year, with it being warmer, they're going to pull that ice boom earlier, and maybe we can make up for a little lost time for the last few years.
You a little worried at all that this might be kind of like the new norm, what was once enjoyed by so many people here, that maybe there's more and more seasons like this ahead?
I don't think so, because I want to say in the last 15 years we've had, this is the third one where we've had no ice. But just remember, it was, I think last year the ice never really left the Buffalo area until beginning of May, and it was right into May. And two or three years ago, the ice was 40 inches thick. And so that's, it's definitely has its ability to form ice again. And that's one of our concerns. We're fighting Cuomo's plan to put wind turbines in Lake Erie. They want to put 5,400-foot wind turbines in Lake Erie. And it's unprecedented in putting in fresh water such as Erie that does freeze so solid that, damaging the turbines. So we're trying to tell the governor, put them on land, don't put them in the lake.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one last one for you. I know you mentioned it a little bit before, but are there, areas, maybe it's the Finger Lakes, maybe it's somewhere else where people are able to ice fish this year?
Yeah, I would make a call, just call around, call it, Chautauqua area, and call the, people around Syracuse and everything else. The little smaller lakes, they freeze pretty quick. But Erie, with its constant moving, it's the one that's most treacherous and dangerous to boat on. Because of the big waves and they build so fast, the ice just can't form. As soon as it settles, we've actually had a couple days where the ice has formed, out of maybe about a quarter of a mile, and you can see the slush start to form. The next day the wind blows and it just breaks it right up again.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.